I recently had a man I was dating come over to talk about us. And when I say dating, I mean we had been going on dates for less than a month. I think the conversation was entirely premature, but it was his idea. He wanted to have it. Trust, we did. And it did result in us deciding not to see each other anymore.
You're a victim.
But while we were having that weird, sad conversation, he misquoted, misremembered. I don't pretend to know what goes on in a man's head. A conversation that we had on our first date where he asked me why I was single. And he goes, well, you said that you're single because you think dating is fun and you like going on dates with new people. And while that's not necessarily untrue, that is not why I am single. I am single because I have created a life for myself that is so full and so fun, and I have yet to find a man who adds to that. I have the best friends in the world. I love my family. I love my job. I have hobbies that stimulate and fulfill me. I don't rely on anyone for anything. I pay my bills and provide for myself. I do whatever I want, whenever I want. I have made my bed and I sleep like a baby. And why would I risk any of that for somebody's bum ass son?
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
There is nothing in this world that a man could do or give me that I cannot do or give myself. I will sooner and happily die unmarried and childless than give up any of my peace for the sake of having a partner. That is why I am single. Not because I want to put on a cute little outfit and meet a stranger at a wine bar.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
Although that is kind of fun sometimes.
Obviously, this is a cope. This woman has been through some things. Obviously jaded, obviously broken. All this is some type of defense mechanism. I hope that everything she said in this video is true for her sake. She seems very unhappy. Whatever guy this was, you made a wonderful decision.
You're a good man.
Made the mistake of asking the guy that I'm seeing about the women before me, because I was like, you know, I want to hear, like, tell me that I'm different, special, and like, you know, I've been with the bitch like this. And he's like, actually, yeah, like, you're definitely the outlier, like, my type usually has been the same. And I was like, oh, like, what's your type? And he's like, all the girls that I've been with in the past, I would just say, are like very kind, and you're different, you're the outlier, like, they're very kind, and you're down the block to the right, like, you're not that, you're different. Like, kindness, okay. I was expecting him to be like, yeah, like, normally they're thick as fuck, like, big ass. Like, I would prefer that. Like, now I can't compete with empathy.
God, you're sick.
They say TikToks like this are a joke, but they're not. She really meant that. This whole loving, caring, and nurturing thing, it's not true as the world would have you believe. Maybe loving, caring, and nurturing to their babies, not men. Men are to protect and provide. Tools to use for protection and provision. But yeah, never answer those questions about, oh, how am I different than your ex? It's all a trap.
Yeah, open your eyes. Can't you see?
Got divorced in 2018, about a week after I turned 30. Happy birthday to me. And I have three tips if you are starting over back in the dating pool after being out of it for a while. Okay, number one, be so high in your standards, but so low in your expectations. And what I mean by that is I knew exactly what I was looking for, but I did not expect everyone I went on a date with to meet those standards. I think having high standards and high expectations of people is going to cause you to consistently get let down, and then you are going to get burnt the hell out. My goal was just to have fun in the journey of dating and to also kind of figure out who I was, because I had been out of the game for a very long time.
My first husband was a good man and I divorced him.
First off, any woman who curses all the time, it should just be a deal breaker. She's likely not gonna be a good woman to you in a relationship. This whole thing about, oh, I had to figure out who I was or something, you're clearly over 30. If you don't know who you are at this point, I don't know if you're ever going to know who you are. Or some would say we never fully know who we are. We're always discovering. And then the fact that she's even making a video about this, I could keep going on with red flags.
Stop. There's just no need.
But I did find it funny when she says high expectations. Ma'am, high expectations? No, that time has passed. It's time for realistic expectations.
Okay, number two, lower your definition of what a good date is. For me, a good date just meant that the person was enjoyable to talk to and they were respectful. That's it. If your definition of a good date is that that person was a potential romantic partner, you are going to consistently get let down and you are going to get burnt the hell out. Again, finding the fun in the journey. Number three, have fun with it. It is not an interview. Nobody wants to feel like they are on a job interview on a date. It's like the least sexy thing ever. And dating should be like fun and flirty because you want to find someone that you can have fun with and be flirty with.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
I truly cannot think of a single solitary reason why a woman over 40 who has been married and divorced, who has adult children, and who has lived on her own for any number of years, would want to be in a relationship with a man again.
Seagal's at a bar getting faced because he knows just how God made him stupid. Everything's about to get.
I met a guy, and he said to me, you know, I'm really looking to find someone to spend the rest of my life with. And I said, you are? And he asked, yeah, you're not? And I said, no. I want to die alone, thank you. We got along good enough, and he asked if I would be open to seeing where things went. And so I said, fine, I have nothing to lose.
Why would a man want to be in a relationship or even be open to being in a relationship with a woman with such a negative outlook on men and relationships? Like, bro, do you really think this is going to be an enjoyable experience if she's coming off like this in the so-called honeymoon stage?
I don't want to be that guy.
Fellas, please. Don't find yourself down this bad.
Okay.
Turns out I had everything to lose. I lost my freedom. I lost autonomy. I lost the ability to make decisions without having to consult someone else. I lost dreams of the future that were filled with friendship and travel because a future with him looked like living hell. I lost a clean bathroom, a tidy house, girl dinners in bed, and peace of mind and heart. I lost myself. This, what we have right here in our little club, those of us that are in this club, this is the life of luxury. If you think otherwise, are you well?
Is it that you don't need a man or you can't get a man to put up with your ass?
I'm speechless. I got divorced. Now I'm going to make a TikTok account talking about how great life is after divorce. Who are you trying to convince? I mean, if you're so happy and you have so many friends and you're traveling so much, how do you even make time to make these stupid TikToks?
Next question, please.